Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie Campbell. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Archie Campbell. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan strikes out. One out. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Campbell, and towards Koenig, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder takes first base on ball four. O'Rourke moves to third. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mannion scores. Crowder moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gehrig. Crowder scores. McNeely moves to third. Brannan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Al Sheely now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Brannan scores. Mainisch moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Lazzari scores. Sheely goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Browns. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Grabowski moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheely fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Gehrig scores. Lazzari moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-4, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. McNeely scores. Mainisch scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Miles Thomas now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely strikes out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Mannion moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mainisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miles Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kernick hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.